You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Fast Track Approvals Bill went through public consultation without a public release of the list of projects. This means the public didn't have specific details when submitting on the bill. Now the 149 projects on the list have been revealed, a number of environmental concerns have arisen over projects that have successfully been opposed in the past. Forest and Bird's Richard Capey calls this an assault on Aotearoa's democracy. I spoke to Capey about the list of projects and Forest and Bird's specific concerns around them. There's a total of 149 projects that have been selected for fast tracking. Within that list, there's 19 projects that are mining and quarrying. And there's a lot of environmental concern around these, and Forest and Bird have actually opposed quite a few of those in the past. Are there any standout projects that are the most concerning, and why?
Yeah, look, I think this is a really dark day for the environment. It's also a really difficult day for, I think, democracy. So there's a couple of reasons for that. You're right. There's 149 projects that have been handpicked by Cabinet to be included in this legislation. So there's been a blank page in the law throughout the whole time that the public has been able to comment on this bill. So we haven't been able to, and nobody's been able to actually provide any kind of public submissions or any feedback on these projects because they've been completely missing. It's been hidden. And the only reason it's been released just now is that the Ombudsman is forcing the government to do so. So, you know, it's a really dark day, both in terms of the damage that some of these projects will cause, but also the kind of secrecy and really anti-democratic processes that have been taking place. So if you look within those 149, you're absolutely right. There's some projects in there that we'd call zombie projects. So things that have been kind of basically brought back from the dead, things that Forest and Bird have spent years successfully fighting in court. So these are projects that our legal system has turned down because of the amount of damage that they would cause. So they've been proposed, they've been assessed by our courts, and the courts have said these shouldn't take place. So these include the Ruritanifar Dam in Hawke's Bay, and then probably something which you might have heard of, Trans-Tasman Resources, for a proposal for basically destroying the seabed through seabed mining of Taranaki Coast. And then, you know, for example, there's the Waitaha hydro scene down in South Island as well. So, you know, these are incredibly harmful projects that are just going to be a disaster for our natural environment.
It seems quite absurd that the government is bringing back projects that have been opposed by the court in the past. Why do you think they are bringing these back specifically?
Well, I think you'd have to ask them that question. I think it's incredibly questionable. I think it'd be, you know, the mantra that has been rolled out by various ministers is, you know, this is all about economic growth, where we're just going hard on economic growth. Unfortunately, you don't build a strong economy by fast-tracking projects that undermine the foundations of our economy. You know, New Zealand's environment is the basis of our primary industries. It's the basis of our tourism industry. You see countries all around the world, our trading partners, who are doing more to protect the environment, who are doing more to fight climate change. And yet we seem to be hell-bent on trying to build a modern economy with kind of 1980s economic thinking. You know, a modern approach to building our economy is not delivered through coal mining, seabed mining, open pit gold mines, and many other disasters. It's just baffling.
So you referred to a couple of projects, one being the Trans-Tasman Resource Seabed Mining. Could we expand a little bit on this? Why is this project specifically so concerning? And this is the one that was overturned by the Supreme Court as well. So that does speak to kind of some big concerns there.
Yeah, it is. It's you know, I think if we look at the Trans-Tasman Resources one, The concerns are really probably a classic example of just why this is so problematic. So this has been going on for quite a while. It's been something that people have been fighting and been very, very clear that they oppose. And yet a short period of time ago when Fast Track was announced, suddenly the kind of legal action that was underway was kind of withdrawn. So what you've actively seen is a situation where this was incredibly strong local opposition in the courts being undertaken. And because Fast Track has been designed in the way that it has, it's kind of circumventing that. So, you know, in 2021, the Supreme Court overturned consent to mine 65 square kilometres of seabed in Taranaki. And this wasn't something that just kind of happened overnight. This was a seven-year fight by iwi, by environmental groups, but also by other commercial industries. So this isn't, you know, so you had fishing companies, you've got offshore wind companies all saying this is a really bad idea. So you've got other things which are actually about economic growth in that region, other important industries who are saying this is a really bad idea, yet, you know, this is being championed. And this is an area which is, you know, there's 30 species of marine mammals, including some that are critically endangered, like blue whales and Maui dolphins. You know, so it's an incredibly important area. And what this 65 square kilometers, so imagine how big that is, ripping up the seabed, you know, a giant crawler crawling along the seabed, just, you know, no discretion at all. I think someone I heard describe it as, it's kind of like using a bulldozer to go and pick mushrooms.
So now that all of these things are on this list, how much room is there going to be for public scrutiny? Because there was no room for public submission because the list wasn't revealed. Is there any room for that now?
Yeah, well, this is what we're really, really frustrated and annoyed about as well. So Schedule 2 of the bill will now have these projects dropped into it. And that's months after public consultation is closed. So the select committee that was tasked with assessing the law didn't actually get to see the whole law. So what we're doing is we've sent a letter to the Environment Committee saying it should not report back to Parliament until it's had the opportunity to receive and consider public submissions on these proposed additions to the bill. So if you know we're trying to stand up for democracy here as much as we're standing up for the environment. You don't make good laws by having big chunks of those laws missing during the process where you're trying to involve the public. So I think we're asking the Environment Committee to do the right thing, which is to actually reopen public submission and allow the communities who are going to be affected by these things to actually come and have a say about what is now being proposed to be included in the law. This is the start of Fast Track. So this is setting the tone for things to come, unfortunately. So this bill is fundamentally flawed. So the bill is completely missing the key environmental protections that are required. So Minister Bishop made some changes because of public pressure. That pressure needs to continue because otherwise the list of projects that we've seen today is just the start of things. And I think people have got to ask themselves, yes, there is a need for important infrastructure and housing. We need renewable energy, but we were able to achieve that under the existing Fast Track legislation. This bill has been designed specifically to enable projects which are environmentally damaging, which wouldn't get through under the existing law, to get through. So to pretend that this is about supercharging economic growth is really disingenuous. This is about enabling environmentally damaging projects to take place that have previously been stopped. And that's just not good enough.
That was Forest and Bird's Richard Capey on the list of projects selected for fast tracking.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.